Will more big companies wade into social issues like Starbucks' recent campaign to talk about race in America? Well, Nancy Kane is a historian with the Harvard Business School, and she told Marcy Silliman that political and social stands make good business sense, and not just for Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz.
I think he's at a point where he's thinking about what can I do with the company that he more than anyone else built. So I think a piece of this is about Howard Schultz's impact, footprint, legacy. But I think there are two other things that are important. He talks a lot in public about balancing profitability and social responsibility. Increasingly, we have a global village of consumers that is often disenfranchised with traditional roles of citizenship, and yet is extremely and increasingly active at using their dollars as votes and using social media to either embrace or reject something they learn about the backstory of a company's business. If you think about it from that perspective, then this really makes a lot of good business sense.
You mentioned that for Howard Schultz, it's really important for a corporation like Starbucks to address social issues. But what kind of risk for the business does he take when he does this?
You know, he helped create this company. I think he loves it. And I think he wouldn't do this if he really thought he was going to jeopardize the business, the performance, the necessary cost of entry of being a public company in this day and age. He fought too hard, Marcy, to bring the company back from the brink in 2008 and 2009 to, I think, play very, very serious wagering games with Starbucks as a successful business. So I really believe he thinks this is ultimately, you know, maybe even in the very short term, very good business. Certainly, if you look at the stock price since August 2011, it's way ahead, right, of the S&P 500, like by orders of magnitude. So it's hard to see that this is hurting business.
I'm talking with Nancy Kane, a historian at Harvard Business School, about Starbucks' Race Together initiative. And baristas were asked to write the words Race Together on customers' cups to invite a conversation about that. That portion of this initiative is over at this point. More theoretically, beyond Howard Schultz, I'm curious, isn't the idea of making big bucks, which is what Howard Schultz is doing at Starbucks, sort of antithetical to making social change?
I've been at the Harvard Business School, Marcy, for 23 years. I hope that I have lots of students that don't see those as antithetical or zero-sum game initiatives. The world's in deep trouble if that's the case. I mean, the man has made as much money as he could possibly ever have hoped to make by probably at least 20-fold. I don't think this has anything to do with wealth augmentation per se. I think it has to do with what he thinks business must do when we live in a world in which around the globe, citizens are disenfranchised and alienated from their governments. Governments are short of all kinds of resources, and business has both the resources and increasing demands on them to solve some of the huge problems and deliver on some of the promise of this turbulent moment.
So when you look at Starbucks and other companies going forward, is this something that all major corporations are going to have to do? They're going to have some kind of agenda to appeal to consumers?
I think within 10 years, this will stop being a story, this kind of thing, because companies will be called more and more, not necessarily to have a grand social strategy, but to do business in a way that recognizes that they are solving rather than contributing to problems. Paul Polman at Unilever has made a huge bet with a global public corporation on exactly this particular strategy. We will have the world's most progressive environmental footprint, and we will do it for the long run, and we will take short-term stock price hits to do it. This is going to stop being a weird outlier and start being the norm over the next 10 years. Consumers will demand it. Governments will have fewer resources. The world will have to have business step up to the plate in a way that Milton Friedman could never have imagined. He's rolling over in his grave as I say these words.
Harvard Business School historian Nancy Kane talking with KUOW's Marcy Silliman.